and for within groups designs, we talk about the IV and the DV. The IV is the grouping variable, the DV is the quantitative categorical or quantitative outcome variable. And so when we're talking about designs, it's IV and DV. Right? Unfortunately, when we're building the data set, IVs are between groups designs and within groups designs go into an SPSS data set differently. For a between groups design, if we're looking at 10 versus 20 practices and the DV is percent correct, each participant is going to be randomly assigned to the 10 or the 20 practices, and we're going to have how many times what their score is correct. So what will go into SPSS is which IV condition they're in and their DV score. Make sense? Because they're in one group or the other and everybody has one score. For the within groups design, however, first they get a 10 practice score and then they get a 20 practice score. We can't put in which IV condition they're in because they're in both. And we can't put in their DV score because they have two of them. So again, in a between groups design, one variable tells us what their IV condition is, and the other variable tells us their DV score. In a within groups design, the two variables that get put in are their score in the one IV condition and their score in the other IV condition. Sometimes this is how you tell if you have a between or a within groups design. If they don't tell you what it is, you can tell from the data set. If I've got an IV and a DV, it's between. If I've got a DV score in both conditions, it's a within. For example, what if I wanted to compare performance by freshmen and sophomores? I could run that as a between groups design. I could go out right now, get data from freshmen, get data from sophomores. When I put that into the data set, one variable would tell me if each person is a freshman or a sophomore, and the other variable would be their score. How are we doing? Or I could run that as a within groups design. I could go get a bunch of freshmen, measure their data now, and then wait around until they're sophomores, and measure the data again. Still comparing freshman and sophomore, but now in a within condition design. And the data that would go into the computer, into the data set, would be their score when they were freshmen and their score when they were sophomores. This is an important thing to practice and be good at, because sometimes this is how you tell what the design is. You look at the data. And so that's what the ANOVA variables practices. This page is also a warm-up for that. Give you a couple of examples of thinking about that. And then go do your pink things.